Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, August 8th, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Savvy Money signs Amerant Bank as a 1500th FI partner. Savvy Money, a leading provider of credit score solutions, analytics, and lending tools, has welcomed Amerant Bank as its 1500th financial institution partner. Amerant Bank, Florida's top choice, manages over $10 billion in assets and serves clients across South Florida and Tampa. Through this collaboration, Amerant will integrate Savvy Money's platform to provide enhanced credit intelligence and personalized financial wellness tools to its customer base. The implementation is underway, with full solutions expected to go live later this year. This partnership highlights Savvy Money's commitment to empowering financial institutions with innovative solutions that strengthen consumer relationships and deliver measurable results.
Coral Gables Trust hosts annual ATO dinner at the Breakers Palm Beach. Coral Gables Trust, a prominent independent trust and wealth management firm in Florida, recently hosted its annual ATO dinner at the Breakers Palm Beach. The event, held in collaboration with the University of Miami, is a cherished tradition for legal and financial professionals in the state. Guests enjoyed live entertainment, wine pairings, and a three-course dinner, along with a raffle of premium wine bottles. CEO Donald A. Kress expressed gratitude to co-hosts and sponsors for their support. Managing Director John Harris highlighted the event's role in strengthening professional relationships. The ATO conference, known for fostering collaboration between attorneys and fiduciaries, offers educational programming and networking opportunities. Coral Gables Trust, a trusted provider of wealth management services, has been a proud sponsor of the ATO dinner for years, reflecting its commitment to the legal and fiduciary community. TBC Bank Group reports 2Q2025 net profit of GEL $346 million, $126 million, fueled by strong top-line growth in Georgia and Uzbekistan. TBC Bank Group PLC announces its 2Q2025 financial results, with a net profit of GEL $346 million, US $126 million, driven by strong growth in Georgia and Uzbekistan. Operating income grew by 23% year-over-year, with net profit up by 5%. TBC Georgia remains a key player with increased net profit and loan portfolio. TBC Uzbekistan shows impressive growth, with operating income up by 86% and net profit up by 36% year over year. The company continues to expand its digital ecosystem and recently acquired Bills, a leading SaaS platform. TBC Uzbekistan has been recognized as one of the world's top fintech companies. CEO Vakhtang Butskrikidze highlights the company's commitment to building a world-class digital ecosystem in Uzbekistan. Q&A with Kelly Waltrich, CEO of Intention.ly. 10 Common Marketing Mistakes Fintechs Make and How to Avoid Them. Kelly Waltrich, CEO of Intention.ly, reveals the 10 most common marketing mistakes fintechs make and how to avoid them. From not investing in brand early enough to neglecting MarTech and data infrastructure, these mistakes can stall firm growth. She emphasizes the importance of aligning messaging with audience needs, building relationships in financial services, and utilizing executive and founder personal brands. Waltrich also stresses the significance of organic channels, simplifying product messaging, and creating content with a distribution strategy. Fintech leaders must align marketing with audience decision-making and treat it as a strategic function for success. LaFleur Minerals Inc., LFLRF, with WK0, secures financing advisors, expands offerings to fund Beacon Gold Mill restart. LaFleur Minerals Inc. has secured financing advisors to raise up to $5 million Canadian in debt financing through FMI Securities and FM Global Markets. the capital will be used to restart production at their fully permitted Beacon Gold Mill in Val-d'Or, Quebec. Additionally, the company has launched equity offerings that could raise over $5.4 million Canadian dollars. Lafleur's strategy focuses on near-term production at its Beacon Gold Mill, sourcing material from the Swanson Gold Deposit and surrounding projects. The company aims to take advantage of current gold prices and production-ready infrastructure to move forward with its plans. Gold makes modest gains as rate cut expectations strengthen. The price of gold surged at the start of the week following economic data that raised expectations of a Federal Reserve rate cut. U.S. gold futures rose by 0.0% to $3,440 per ounce, while spot gold increased by 0.3% to $3,372.05 an ounce. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited will be monitoring these developments closely. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on the global mining and resources sectors, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communication solutions. Investor news breaks. SoBarSafe Inc., NASDAQ SoBR, posts 92% year-over-year revenue growth in Q2 2025 on strong SoBR Sure Gen 2 sales. SoBarSafe Inc., a leader in next-generation alcohol monitoring and detection technology, reported a 92.3% year-over-year revenue growth in Q2 2025, reaching $104,200. The increase was driven by strong sales of the SoBarSure TM Gen 2 hardware and software, which made up 76.5% of total revenue. Gross margin rose to 57.5%, and the net loss narrowed to $2.0 million. The company shipped 178 SoBar Gen 2 devices, increased annual recurring software subscription revenue by 109.6%, and achieved various operational milestones. Cash and equivalents stood at $8.5 million as of June 30, 2025.
Mining news breaks. Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, NYSE American SVM, reports Q1 fiscal 2026 net income of $18.1 million on $81.3 million revenue. Silvercorp Metals Inc., trading on the TSX and NYSE American under the symbols SVM, reported a Q1 fiscal 2026 net income of $18.1 million on $81.3 million in revenue. The company achieved this revenue from sales of 1.8 million ounces of silver, 1,951 ounces of gold, 15.2 million pounds of lead, and 5.2 million pounds of zinc. Silvercorp produced 1.8 million ounces of silver, 2,050 ounces of gold, 15.7 million pounds of lead, and 5.2 million pounds of zinc, totaling 2.0 million ounces of silver equivalent. The company's net income attributable to equity shareholders was $18.1 million, with adjusted net income of $21.0 million. EBITDA attributable to equity shareholders was $33.8 million, and operating cash flow reached $48.3 million, generating $22.5 million free cash flow. Silvercorp ended the period with $377.1 million in cash and equivalents, $72.2 million in equity investments, and a $175 million stream financing commitment from Wheaton Precious Metals International Limited for the El Domo project.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.